Laurel Sprengelmeier, die als Little Scream morgen auf der Bühne des Michelberger stehen wird. Sie ist jetzt schon bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über eine Brasilienreise, die für den Titel des Albums eine wichtige Inspirationsquelle gewesen ist. Wir reden über ihren Produzenten, Partner in Crime und neuerdings auch Lebensretter Richard Ree Perry, den man auch als Mitglied von Arcade Fire kennt. Wir sprechen über Prince-Referenzen, die Dessner-Brüder von The National, Kip Malone von TV on the Radio, Features im Allgemeinen, die Show am morgigen Dienstag und noch vieles mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es jetzt und hier, hello and welcome to Flux FM. Laurel, hi, Little Scream.
Hi.
And hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Laura's brought another partner in
yes.
crime with her, Lisa Moore, who's who's the inventor of another project called Blood and Glass.
Yeah.
Listen to that on the internet, people. Check it out.
Yeah, thank you.
But now let's talk a bit about your music. First of all, how are you doing today, actually? You just flew in, right?
Yeah, we just flew in from Montreal, so we're a little bit jet-lagged, cool. But happy to be here.
Cool. We're happy to have you. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
So, congratulations on Cult Following. It's been
Thank
out
you.
Here for a bit, little bit more than a month.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It was put out at the beginning of May. It's your second LP, and it was co-produced by Arcade Fire's Richard Ree Perry again.
Yeah.
He's worked with you on your first record as well. When did you realize that you would want to work with him again? Was that when you finished working on the first one or a bit later?
Yeah, I mean, we've been working on other things together since then. We work on another, I'm in a band of his, his project called Quiet River of Dust, which is this beautiful psych folk project. And we're working, that album will be finished this year actually.
Okay, wow.
Which is exciting. But yeah, we've been working on that slowly ever since. And we just, we're real natural collaborators, so we work on, you know, a lot of each other's things together.
And how important is it for you as an artist to go and get into the studio with a guy that you've known for years? Because I feel that there's a certain, it's important to have a relationship that encourages trust, you know, when you're working with a producer. How important was it for you to work with him again for that record?
Well, I mean, it was just hard for me to imagine working with anyone else. him and then also Marcus Peckin, who is... he's the one who mixed the record, but he's and he used to tour with me as well as a he's a wonderful engineer, and it's just so good to have you have to share musical reference points, I think, and also have similar taste and just similar points of view really about what you're going for. Because so much of that communication, you can only say so much with words.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but
yeah, so I worked with both of them again on this record.
Cool.
And it's a good thing. So.
Yeah, I can imagine that. It must be easier to open up as an artist in front of a microphone when you know the people that are sitting behind the console
in
another room, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't know,
I mean,
those people, you spend weeks spending thousands of dollars just to get the right vibe going.
Well, you know, I did do a bit of that on this record as well, because, you know, Richard's really busy, as was Marcus too. And so there were, you know, big chunks of it that I... did with other people, but a lot of that stuff I did with other people I didn't end up using. It just didn't feel as I didn't feel as connected to it. And then I did big chunks on my own as well, just because those guys are so busy. So I did a lot of the recording on my own.
Software a bit more, right?
Yeah, definitely. So I got really deep into the process of making, which is really empowering.
Yeah.
And, you know, anyone, if you're making music, you should definitely, you know, figure out as much of that side of things as you can, because you know you need to know how to communicate it, but also do stuff on your own. It's sometimes you have to lock yourself in a room and do it that way too, but I love the collaboration in music. That's part of the joy.
Yeah, I mean, it seems as if you do like collaborations.
I love it,
because there's so many people on this record. It's crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, we have Kip Malone. We've just listened to a song in which he appears. We love him so much. You've worked with quite a few pretty brilliant people on this LP. The National's Dessner Brothers are on there, obviously. You've worked with them for years now. You're friends with them.
Yeah, I've done a couple things with them
as well.
You've
sung on their albums as well. Mm-hmm. Sharon Van Etten, we love her too.
Oh, she's the best.
Fucking hell.
She has my favorite voice. You know, so how a lot of these collaborations happened. I was just going around for the 2 years I was working on this record with my little M-Box, you know.
Okay, cool.
And so, you know, Sharon and Kip, that was just on a trip to New York where I was hanging out with them. And Sharon was like, play me new stuff. And, you know, then just like singing on it kind of spontaneously. And our friends, you know, I set up a little recording thing in our friend's basement. And then, you know, over at Kip's house, like just same thing. And
another reason to get into the recording software part,
well,
right?
Yeah, but it's just the spontaneity of it. Yeah. And also, you know, I just didn't stop working on it literally for 2 years pretty much. Like I was, you know, for better or for worse, I just got, you know, you can get really obsessive about things and keep working on things, but that's how it happened. And that part was really fun and beautiful.
With all those brilliant people on your record and with all these brilliant appearances, how do you brief people like that when it comes to recording stuff? Or don't you at all?
I don't think, you know, the way that at least the friends that I have who collaborate, we all just like, you know, like I love doing working on other people's stuff and they love, you know, also, you know, it's a collaborative thing, music, yeah. And that's part of the joy of it. And, you know, there are a lot of other people who played on this record as well, who are maybe like, don't get mentioned as much as big names, but, you know, just fabulous musicians like Mark Wheaton, who did a lot of the drums, and the Barr Brothers, who are this great band out of Montreal. They're like such phenomenal musicians.
We play their music here too.
Oh, and those, and they're just, yeah, like wonderful people as well. So, so yeah, it's just kind of, cause you know, I play a lot of the instruments on this record, but I'm a solo artist. So I need, you know, when I have these big ambitious productions and you need other people to play the stuff you don't play. And then, and that's where that all comes together.
And if you have those talented people around you, they can't do wrong, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like you asked Carlos Santana to play a fucking solo for your record.
No. There was nobody who was, you know, distant from, you know, it was all just kind of like, oh, well, I want a really heavy bass player on this one. So who am I going to call for this? And, you know, that's just kind of how it all comes together. And, that's being part of a great musical community.
Yeah, it sounds as if it was. We're going to be listening to Love is a Weapon in a few moments. We're going to be listening to another song, Dark Dance, from the album first. But then you're going to play us a live version of Love as a Weapon. And that is a song that reminded us of Prince when it was on air for the first time. We were like, oh, this is so princey, princesque.
Oh, God. Yeah. And that's exactly what I was thinking of. You know.
And then I found out after that that you really were channeling your own Prince when you wrote that song.
Yeah, for sure. Have you ever seen the video to the song Kiss
before? Yeah, sure.
You know how in the very beginning of it, it's Wendy who's playing guitar, and you at the first few seconds, you feel like it's going to be her song? I think the first time I saw that as a kid, I thought to myself, oh, it's like, who's this cool lady?
Ah, see.
And I think that was part of it subconsciously. I was like, what if it was the lady singing this one, you know?
Yeah.
And just taking that role. Not entirely. I mean, I also just love his stuff and you know, wanted to write in a fun poppy song too.
Yeah, I read that this is a song that kind of is supposed to lure people in into the more complicated, complex world of the album. It's a brilliant idea. And it worked for me. It really worked
like
for me.
It's bait. You know?
Come in, little listener.
And then
I'll show you a
then
world.
Then it gets creepy and fun.
Yeah, that's true. Let's listen to Dark Dance before we talk a bit more. And then we'll be listening to a live version of Love as a Weapon, meine Damen und Herren. Und wir verlosen auch noch Tickets für die Show morgen Abend im Michelberger. Little Scream, Dark Dance.